Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's April, it's the 21st of April, it's 2017, it's a Friday, and it is a full slate, jam-packed, 15 games. As always on Friday, The Siege, how you doing, my friend?
Not bad, my friend, hanging in there. You know, got some late-night baseball sweats going, so, Austin Hedges' home run helps, but we need some more runs.
Yeah, I flipped my phone over, I turned my at-bat off, I'm focusing on this 15-game slate. It's going to be tough to focus on it because Paxton's giving up some runs here, and, you know, that's not what I wanted to see at the end of the night. But anyway, you know, we got 15 games today. We're going to do a play draft towards the end. We have a lot to talk about, so let's jump in. We're going to start with our Red Sox heading to Baltimore. Drew Pomerantz against Dylan Bundy. Any interest here in Pomerantz?
I love him. I see enough. Swing and miss lefties against this Baltimore offense are in play.
Yeah, I like Pomerantz as well. I know we had some concern in his first start about pitch count, yada, yada, yada. I'm not worried about that. And, you know, Baltimore just does not look good right now. Like, Wade Miley dominated this team. That's enough.
Wade Miley pitches for that team, but hang in there.
Oh, who was the lefty that just dominated them?
You're Garrett.
Garrett. God, Wade Miley.
Wade Miley dominated Cincinnati today.
He did dominate Cincinnati today. Any interest in Dylan Bundy?
No, not for me. It's the wrong slate. Boston's too good of an offense to really attack with a guy like Bundy.
Yeah, I agree. As far as Red Sox bats go, what are you looking at here for Boston?
Mookie. And when we play Mookie on the road, Camden Yards is the exception. It's got similar dimensions to Fenway. Mookie can get those home runs and left, so I love Mookie. On this entire series, I love Mookie, and I like him tonight.
All right, I can definitely get behind that. If I remember correctly, he has good BVP against Bundy as well.
He does.
Another guy that's just ripping the cover off the baseball right now is Mitch Moreland. I don't have his price up in front of me, but I'm sure he's still cheap because they refuse to raise his price on DraftKings.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just looking. Okay, so, DraftKings has the wrong probable starter, just FYI. So don't get yourself confused if you're looking there and DraftKings hasn't changed it yet when you're listening to the podcast. It is Bundy. I'm with you on the Red Sox. I like them as a stack.
Yep, and Mitch Moreland's still $3,700. Benintendi, they actually raised his price a lot, $4,400 here on the slate.
It's probably too much for me.
Yeah, it's a little too high. As far as Baltimore goes here against Pomerantz, there's just nobody that I like, really.
Nah, if you were going to go there, it'd be a stack hoping for the blow-up, but I don't think there's any individual plays that I would play.
I'm with you. Let's move on. New York at Pittsburgh. CeCe Sabathia, Tyler Glasnow. Any interest here in CeCe?
No.
All right.
Not at 74. It's just like he has to literally go out there and throw seven innings, give up one earned, and strike out six and not, like, give up any walks or hits to make it work. It's possible this Pittsburgh lineup is bad, but ugly. And it's a 15-game slate. I think I can go search for some ceiling.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, it would not shock me if CeCe Sabathia scores 20 points here, just because of how bad Pittsburgh's offense has been this season. So that would be the only reason I'd be looking at him. Tyler Glasnow, any interest?
No.
All right. As far as the Yankees go, Glasnow, dating back to last year, 374 wOBA against lefties, very small sample size. We haven't seen much of this guy in the bigs. We get a park downgrade for the Yankees going from Yankee Stadium to PNC. Anybody here for the Yankees that you like?
No, it's just a terrible ballpark. I can't pay the prices. I don't really want them. It's a full 15-game slate. I get to be more picky. I have no interest.
All right. I'm just seeing if anybody stands out to be too cheap. Chase Headley, 3K on DraftKings, definitely have interest there if he continues to bat at the top of this order. Like, the guy's just – he just continues to have multi-hit games. So he's not a guy you're really playing for home runs anyway. Love the price tag at 3K.
You can have him.
That's fine. Pittsburgh Pirates, any bats that you like against CC?
Nope.
I'm trying to – you would think –
this offense is awful. I just watched them all series in St. Louis. The answer is no. Just – the answer is no.
They're just bad, right? Like, it's just – they're just bad.
They were bad, and now they have no Marte. They're bad. Move on.
We are moving on to Atlanta. We have Atlanta at Philadelphia. Bartolo Colon against Jeremy Hellickson. Guessing no interest in Colon?
No interest in Colon. No real interest in Hellickson either. This Braves offense is kind of just – it's good enough that I'm not going to play Hellickson against them.
If for some reason Freeman got the day off, I guess I'd have a little interest, but no chance. Speaking of Freddie Freeman, love this spot for him. We know Hellickson struggles against lefties. We know Freeman's one of the hottest hitters in baseball. We know Philadelphia is a good hitter's ballpark. This checks all the boxes here.
Yeah, I love Freeman. I actually like the Braves stack in general. I think you can play a Braves stack in this spot against Hellickson. It's a great – it's a park upshift. Hellickson has trouble with home runs. I don't mind one bit stacking up Atlanta or Philly for that matter.
Matt Kemp back too. Returned to the lineup, back off the 10-day DL. God, so weird to say. Yeah, Philadelphia stack firmly in play. It's really going to depend a lot on Michael Sanders for me. Sickness, got scratched yesterday.
He can't chat.
Did he?
Yep.
Okay, it's good to know. I want to play him in this spot. He's the guy that I like the most here. Him and Franco, the two guys that I really like in the spot.
Yeah, they're in good spots. I have no trouble using any of them either. It's a one-off at 3,600 here on DraftKings. He's a little underpriced or as part of a stack.
Ah, man, I don't have FanDuel up in front of me, but Cesar Hernandez has been extremely cheap all season. If he continues to bat leadoff and he's still free, I think he's a really good play here as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Let's see. I'm pulling it up real quick just because I was curious. Oh, do you want to guess his price on FanDuel today?
2,500.
36. Moving on. Chicago, 30
what?
3,600.
Holy moly.
Franco's 28. Chicago Cubs. Chicago Cubs at Cincinnati. John Lester against Tim Adelman. Lester has a problem, and his problem is Billy Hamilton.
Yeah, Billy Hamilton's going to be super chalky tomorrow, and it's hard to ignore. And the price on DraftKings is comical. $3,900 is just lock and load in anything you do.
What's your thoughts overall on Lester here? We just watched Wade Miley diamond
this team. No, Cincinnati just owns Cincinnati. He's a head case. We know it. Cincinnati owns him. No.
All right. Tim Adelman, no. How bad the Cubs have been, this could be a spot to finally get right.
Yeah, Cubs at Cincinnati, they get the road at bat. I think the Cubs are a pretty solid stack here.
Yeah, definitely like the Cubs stack. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, Chris Giamino's projected ownership on these guys tomorrow because, you know, we look at the team and they've been, you know, struggling. It's a 15-game slate. It'd be interesting to see if they're going to be projected to be really popular here.
Yeah, it would definitely be something to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, Adelman struggles against lefties, not much better against righties. Love this spot for all the Cubs. I think they're all in play, 1-7. I don't touch – I like wrapping around, but I don't touch John Jay on this team because Lester bats in front of him. It's just a weird situation where they usually hit the pitcher eighth. As far as the Reds go, we talked Billy Hamilton. Is there anybody else here?
Yeah, I don't mind the stack. I don't mind Peraza. I don't mind Duvall. I don't mind that top of the order stack.
All right. Billy Hamilton, by the way. God, just owns Lester. Just owns him.
The whole team owns him.
Moving on. Houston heading to Tampa Bay. Michael Fiers against Alex Cobb. Ballpark downshift for Houston. Upgrade for Fiers. Any interest here?
He's a ground ball guy, right?
Let's see.
Pretty sure he is. I haven't.
Yeah, it's, you know, around 44%.
Yeah, I just don't really want to attack ground ball guys in Tampa. There's upside. I'll use them in tournaments, but just that turf, I don't really want to go there. But I'll have to have some term exposure. There's K upside in this lineup.
Yeah, the only problem with Fiers is, like, he just doesn't have a bunch of strikeout upside against righties. So, like, even though the Rays strike out a bunch, it's just there's not a lot of upside here with him because he's not really a strikeout pitcher.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I don't think – like, he's kind of, like, towards the back end of the list, but he's, like, kind of on the fringe where he might make a team or two.
Yeah, well, you know, it's against Tampa, so. Alex Cobb, any interest here?
Not really. I mean, Houston has not looked great lately, but I just don't want to be playing guys like Alex Cobb against talented offenses.
Yeah, he's allowed 21 hits to start the season in 3 starts, so I'm going to stay away. Like you mentioned, you know, this Houston offense, such a boomer bust type offense. I like Springer a lot in this spot. You know, from what we've seen since Cobb's come back from injury, he's really struggling with righties. The strikeout rate's under 14%. The wOBA is insane. So I'm looking at guys like Springer in this matchup.
Yeah, that's kind of what my approach is going to be. I'm just going to look at for high upside guys for tournaments. That's really about it, though.
I really want Gattis to play. Gattis would make a good catching option if he plays here. We get the DH, so hopefully he's in the lineup. As far as the Rays go, like I like Dickerson and Kiermaier. They keep doing well at the top of this order.
Yeah, they're fine. I don't think I'm going to have a lot of Tampa on this slate, but I wouldn't mind it.
All right. Washington at New York, Tanner Roark against Jacob deGrom. Two solid pitchers here in New York. Any interest in either one of these guys?
No, not really good matchups for either side. I don't think there's enough right-handed Ks for Roark and DeGrom. I think the Nationals are just too talented to kind of go there. But I know you're going to cite Jacob DeGrom's your number one because he always is.
Nope, don't like DeGrom in the spot. Harper's exit velocity is insane right now. Like, I'm just not touching him. You know, it kind of just goes to – I should have stuck to this. I said this yesterday on the podcast. I said Carlos Martinez is a good fade because Milwaukee's hot. Started looking at the numbers, and I played Carlos Martinez. I'm going to stick to my guns here. Washington's hot. I'm not going to play Washington against DeGrom.
Let me know if you start rolling out some DeGrom. I'll build some Washington stacks.
And then, like you said, this team, New York Mets, can go really left-handed heavy, and that does not fit into what we want to see for Tanner Roark.
No, not at all.
As far as bats go, maybe Harper as a one-off. I don't really see a lot on Washington. I'm not going to go out of my way to pick on DeGrom.
I'm not either. And kind of the same thing on the Mets side. I'm not really going to go out of my way to pick on Tanner Roark.
Yeah, the only guy that I have interest in the Mets is Jay Bruce. He's streaky, and he's hitting home runs right now.
Can't argue with that.
Kansas City at Texas, everybody's favorite team in baseball, Kansas City Royals. Nathan Carnes against Cole Hamels. I have no interest in Carnes, but I have a lot of interest in Hamels. The Royals offense just sucks right now.
I get it. I understand it. Cole Hamels has not been himself so far this year. I just don't know if I can trust him.
Oh, this would be the spot they get right and they start hitting the ball because
– Or it's the spot where after, like, for a month that, you know, Kansas City's had these high totals and screwed everyone. Everyone goes to Cole Hamels and then Kansas City gets hot.
Oh, it's definitely that spot. You know, I don't disagree 100%. Like, it's just – it's hard to not like Hamels here for me. Just the Royals have just been dreadful. Any interest in the Royals' bats here?
No.
The only guy that I have a little interest in is Lorenzo Cain. He mashes left-handed pitching. If he bats in that 3 spot, good ballpark upgrade for them. But no interest outside of that. I like the Rangers here. I think this is a good spot for the Rangers. Kind of interested to get your thoughts.
Just depends on how popular they are. I know it's a 15-game slate. I don't think I'm going to be like in love. Carnes can definitely give up some home runs. But he also can kind of just shut down an offense. And they're still playing as we're recording this, like the 12th or 13th inning. If it goes on much longer, he might get one of those watered-down lineups, and in which case it's kind of just a pass.
If we get a watered-down lineup, Carnes could be interesting. He is a guy that has strikeout upside.
I don't really want to play a guy like Carnes in Texas. I think I'd kind of just rather stay away from the situation, just hope it kind of finishes 4-3.
St. Louis at Milwaukee, Adam Wainwright, Willy Peralta. Any interest here in either one of these pitchers? Listen, it's a fair ask, right?
No, it's not.
Willy Peralta's averaging 18 DraftKings points per game this season.
I mean, the Cardinals are awful on offense, despite what you might have seen last night. But
No. Well, you know I don't have any interest. I just, you know, I
wouldn't. I know you don't. I know you don't. But if you're going to ask me those ridiculous questions, I get to laugh at a few of them.
You're allowed to laugh at that one for sure. Willy Peralta averaging 18 DraftKings points. Might be his season high, by the way, by how this thing's going to play out. The problem is, it's just like, you know, Matt Carpenter is first base eligible now, so it's so tough to play him over other first base.
People like played him as chalk today. Like, he was like the chalk first baseman. I was stunned. I don't think you can be playing him at first base. He doesn't have the power upside. It just, like, he got one out today, but, like, the Cardinals are going to be so chalky tomorrow, and I'm just not going there. Like, I've watched them now for 2 weeks. They can't hit. And one night of just hitting a few timely home runs is not going to stop my opinion that they're not good.
So I'll throw one at you. Matt Carpenter, 4,700 on DraftKings. Miguel Cabrera against the lefty, 4,900.
Yeah, I think we're playing Miggy.
Yeah. Eric Thames on the other side of this game, by the way. He's 3,800 still. Dexter Fowler is the guy that I like at the top of this order. CJ, I need you to fly to Milwaukee for this game for me so we get extra base hits from Fowler.
No, sorry. Don't play him.
Inside joke. Inside joke. What are you looking at here for St. Louis?
Nothing. I'm out. They're going to be super chalky. Pass.
You think Jerko will be chalky?
Yes, because he just went off tonight.
I like
that. He doubled in a homer.
Oh, did he really?
Yep.
Man. I love him against righties. He mashes righties. Like last
season. I know, but he's going to be mega chalk. And it's just like it's a 15-game slate. I'll find another spot.
Yeah, I'm going to look. I'm writing down a note to check his projected ownership.
It's fine. He only projected like 15, 18%. It's too high.
Eric Thames, he's good at baseball.
You play him. I like the Brewer stack. People might hop on in this spot against Wainwright, but I don't really care. Like, it's just I'm going to attack Wainwright. He's not as good. He's not the pitcher he once was. This team has power. If he makes mistakes, it's going to be out of the park.
Travis Shaw's cheap still too. He's another guy you can look at. This Brewers offense is rolling right now.
They are rolling. They're rolling, and I'm going to keep rolling them out there until one of them gets busted for PEDs or something.
Everybody thinks that he's on it. He just looks jacked, man.
Whatever. I mean, he looks good. I think he's just going to be this good, but not this good, but he's going to be really, really good. But at least it's fun to make a joke about it.
Yeah, for sure. I think he definitely can hit 30 this year, so we'll have to see how it plays out.
He's already at 8, Stevie, so that's a really hot take.
I said it 2 weeks ago.
I know you did, but 30 at this number, like, the over-under is not 30 anymore.
Yeah, well, I should have bet it at 30 then.
Like, probably.
Cleveland at Chicago White Sox, Corey Kluber against Jose Quintana. Kluber looks to be in a really good spot here. White Sox off to a slow start. They're striking out a bunch. What's your thoughts?
I want to like Kluber, but how many times am I just going to just admit that Kluber's a slow starter before I just like start fading him in the first month of the season?
Yeah, but if there was ever a spot against a team that's off to a slow start too.
I know.
60
I know,
degrees,
I know.
Just, 58
just,
degrees.
He did this last year too, and I'm going about to see if he did it in 2015 too. That's what I'm looking at. He did this in 2015 too. He came out and had like a 4.4 ERA in 2015, 4.14 in April 2014. He had one good year in 2013, but if I go to 2015, it's the same story. Go to 2016, it's the same story. If I go to 2017, it's the same story. Like, four straight years being bad in April, maybe it's time to just admit you don't play him in April.
I don't know. I think I'm still going to roll him out there. The White Sox have just...
It's just like I have so many options on this slate. You know, like, I'll take Verlander first.
Okay.
I'll take... there's another one I really like tomorrow.
You say there's a ton of options, and like...
I'm trying to find it. There's a couple of spots. Hold on. Like, I love Pomeranz, so I guess, like, Pomeranz, I'd take over him. I would even take DeGrom over him. I don't like DeGrom, but I would. I'd even take Quintana probably in this game on the other side.
Interesting. So you want to talk about Quintana for a second?
I just think it's a GPP play. He can strike out 10 in any start. It's kind of like the Liriano effect. Like, maybe it's not the best spot on paper, but his ceiling is always there in any matchup. If his stuff is on, like, he will strike out 10-plus.
Yeah, it's definitely a fair take. He's a guy that's usually either on or off, so I get that. Like, you know, I can get playing him in a tournament. Any Indians bats that you like here?
Nah, no Indians bats for me.
You know I like Jose Ramirez, especially against the lefty. Edwin, E5, don't mind him. Those are probably the only two guys that I'd be looking at here. And then as far as the White Sox go, like, they've just been so bad, I'm not playing any of these guys.
Nope, definitely wouldn't play any of them.
Justin Verlander heading to Minnesota to take on Hector Santiago. A lot of interest in Verlander. I think he's the number one. I'm thinking you're going to agree here.
Yep, love Verlander. I hope people are scared by those stats. They're for real, guys. He's terrible now.
No, he's terrible, right? He's just bad.
Yeah, he's awful, man. He's done. He's over the hill. Don't play him today.
All right. No interest in Hector Santiago, a lefty against Detroit.
Oh, no interest in Hector Santiago. Yes, yes, yes. Sorry.
Okay, just you paused.
Yeah, sorry, I was thinking about like the Detroit bats, and you're like, no interest in Detroit bats. I was so confused.
Man, you scared me for a second. You paused, and I'm like, oh, God, is he not?
Sorry. I was thinking, like, you don't like the Detroit bats. How do I say this nicely? And then I realized, oh, wait, he asked me if I actually wanted to roster Hector Santiago. Just kidding.
Yeah, Detroit backs. There's just nobody that I don't like here. I get to play my boy. I haven't got to play him a lot this season. James.
Wait, McCannon. You got to play him like every day for like 2 weeks.
Who? James McCannon?
Yeah.
He's placed a couple lefties, but not too many.
He's placed a bunch, man. You must have missed some slates. I've been rostering James McCannon. He's been mashing for me.
All right. Well, my man.
He always does. James McCann wouldn't let us down.
No, he wouldn't. Like Kinsler at the top here. They're on the road, so you know we're looking at 4 or 5 at-bats here, so I like all the Detroit bats.
Absolutely.
Oh,
that's a ball now? Where was that all game? Sorry.
And we'll have to pay attention to Justin Upton. He missed the game on Thursday, dealing with a little bit of a wrist injury. That lineup looked really, really bad on Thursday, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Like, yeah, Nick Castellanos, all these guys firmly in play. Anybody from Minnesota that you would play here against Verlander?
Nope.
All right, moving on.
No matter BVP, by the way. The BVP truthful the haters have been like, we need to find a spot of a guy who just crushes a pitcher for no reason. This might be our boy.
Hey, your boy. I haven't played Joe Mauer in 10 years.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to roster him. I'm just saying, like, is BB, like, this guy, he'll probably get a couple hits off Verlander. They'll be singles, but... he will prove that BVP is real.
All right. Well, I hope not. San Francisco at Colorado. Johnny Cueto against Tyler Chatwood in Coors Field. Two decent pitchers here in Coors Field. Any interest?
No. How does Tyler Chatwood have a 155 at-bat sample size against San Francisco?
They play each other a lot, and I guess he pitches against them a lot.
I mean, he's only been in the league like 2 years, right?
Yeah.
That's still like really quick.
He must have – I know they play, what, 4 or 5 series a year?
He must have like drawn them all or something, like just kind of a fluke out of the calendar or something, because I was looking down and it's like, oh, Cueto, 211 at-bats, Tyler Chatwood, 155.
And you look at it, it's in 155 at-bats, only one home run, 100 pence.
Yeah, well, the question is how many of those are in San Fran, right? you'd have to go back and look. But
yeah, we'd have. I don't have it in front of me.
Honestly. I don't either. I don't have any interest in either pitcher. I think I'm going to probably fade Coors on this slate, which is always the death blow. But, you know, I think the Rockies are going to be really popular against Cueto. People are going to look at that BVP and just go, oh, this is the spot where the Rockies rebound, and they're going to be there. And I think I'm just going to go play some of these other spots.
If there was ever a time to fade Coors, it's going to be 40 degrees in Coors tomorrow night.
Yeah, I wonder what the total is. What do you think the total in this game is? I haven't looked.
Probably 10.
It's 10.5. Yeah, but a lot of the money on the under, it'll probably fall to 10.
Yeah, it sounds about right. It's Coors Field. It's you hardly ever see a game under 10 there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I thought 10 was the right number, so I'm with you there.
I'm just saying, like, if there's ever a spot, we get these inflated prices. Like, if there's ever a spot to fade it, you know, 40-degree weather.
I would rather play in Chase Field tomorrow.
Yes, yes. That's something we're definitely going to agree on. Man, I think my mouth.
I say that as they just, like, are breaking my hearts as we speak, but I'm going to go right back to the well.
Well, that's why we play DFS, right? Like.
Yep, short memory spans.
God, look at the prices. You know, I love that they did this dynamic pricing. It makes the fade a little bit easier.
Oh, yeah, the prices of Coors are just through the roof. And with all the stud pitchers on the slate. I guess that's the one way I would play Coors, is if everybody's talking about the fade, then I could just talk myself into let's go all in on it. Because there is good BVP against Cueto. But, like, yeah. That's just a we'll have to see what the perception is.
Do you have the BVP pulled up in front of you? How is Parra against him?
Parra has glad you masked. 14 for 38 with four doubles and two home runs.
Because he's under 4K on DraftKings. I think you could play him maybe as a one-off there.
Yeah, no problems about that at all. Coors Field tomorrow could become contrarian if Gonzo sits. People just might be like, oh, I'm not going to play Coors Field, and then suddenly you're going to get Coors Field at 10%. It's possible the way this pitching breaks down. Like, it's all studs and then kind of duds.
Yeah, I could see that, though. But, like, the prices and, like, the weather, it could be a good fade. It's Coors Field. It's not only about, like, I think the thing that people think, too, is everybody just thinks it's home runs there. It's a huge ballpark. Like, I think it was first in the league last year in doubles, too. Like, it's a massive ballpark, so it's not just home runs there.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, you definitely have to remember is that it's just a massive park. Good job, Diamondbacks. Great effort.
L.A. Dodgers at Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. Alex Wood against Tyjon Walker. Any interest in either one of these pitchers here?
No.
Hey, as our resident weather guy pointed out in the forums the other day, they're going to start using the dehumidifier. What did he say?
Dehumidifier.
Yes.
It's still a few weeks away. So hopefully I can make all my money back to Diamondbacks Kaufman tonight against Alex Wood tomorrow.
Well, I'm going right back to the well. No doubt about it.
Yep. It's probably my number one again tomorrow. I'm going to go right back to the well. Like, tonight was just an umpire that decided to give an inch below the knees to a guy who loves to throw down. Like, that's just a disaster waiting to happen. It's one of those I watched one inning and knew I was done situations. Those are always tough to swallow, but get a great bounce spot spot, and that's Alex Wood. Bad lefty in Chase Field, and as you would not be surprised, the Diamondbacks have good history against them. I'm loading him up one more time.
Yep, I'm going right back to the well. Pollock, Owings, Goldschmidt, Tomas.
Nick Ahmed, run the wraparound with a cheap shortstop. He kissed good BVP and has done well against lefties. He looked good tonight.
Chris Ineta, like, there's plenty of right-handed bats. Like, Jake Lamb probably is super contrarian in the lefty-lefty.
Jeff Mathis will draw the start. 100% Jeff Mathis will draw the start tomorrow.
Oh, just to tilt me. No, it doesn't matter. I'm playing
BVP.
I'm just playing James McCann. Doesn't matter.
I know. I'm just saying that Jeff Mathis will draw the start.
When Walker struggles, you know, it's usually against lefties and it's home runs. Love the Dodgers stack here. Like, there's so much home run upside here. Walker almost allowed 2 home runs per 9 last season against lefties. Like, love the Dodgers lefties here.
Yeah, the Dodgers lefties are in great spots. You're not going to get any complaints from me about that.
Yeah, I think you said Arizona is your number one. I think Dodgers are going to be not my number one here, but that shouldn't shock anybody that listens to the podcast every day.
No, it should not be.
Seattle at Oakland, Iakuma against Sean Manaea. God, just the pitching on the slate, we just continue to go, and it just continues to just look bad.
Yeah, it is bad. Like, it's just bad.
Like, I have a little interest in Manaea here, but, like, I wish it was anybody else besides Seattle.
Yeah, it's not a great matchup for him. That's kind of the only negative about it is the matchup is tough, but it's one of those spots where I think I'm just going to eat the matchup and hope for the best.
I think he's an excellent tournament play. Like, his numbers, you know, as far as on the slate goes, you know, dating back to 2016 – best WOBA against righties and best WOBA against lefties on the slate. He doesn't walk people. He pounds the strike zone, has strikeout ability. Like, I like him a lot in this spot.
I love him. There's nothing that's going to really talk me off him in this spot. I love the spot, and I'm just going to keep riding it.
Oh, I had lefty-lefty pulled up. He actually is middle of the road against righties. I threw myself off. I was like, why is that like that? I'm gonna roll him out there. Not to say that I won't have some Mitch Haniger and Nelson Cruz, but I do like Sean Manaea in this spot.
Yeah, I do as well.
Iakuma, any interest?
No, he's just not good.
Yeah, it's just not the same guy that, you know, came over from Japan. You know, he's getting old. I kind of like our boy Chris Davis in this spot. Like Matt Joyce, if he draws the number two spot, those can be the two guys I'm looking at here on Oakland.
Yep, I agree with that. They're starting to hit the baseball a little bit here these last couple of days.
Oh, man. You want to talk about two teams that have been really slow. Toronto at Los Angeles, taking on the Angels. Matt Latos against Alex Meyer. Oh, those guys are pitching, and it's 2017.
I was thinking the same thing.
How is Matt Latos still in the bigs? Oh, God. Man, anyway, any interest in either one of these guys?
I'm sorry, Stevie. Just move on to the hitters when it's that obvious. Like,
hey, I have to – the listeners –
they don't. They don't. You just say they're not in play, and then you move to the hitters.
They need to hear you laugh about the question, though.
The listeners would never have asked a question like that. Our listeners are smarter than that.
Oh, man. Big ballpark, pitcher ballpark. What are we doing with the bats for the Blue Jays?
I'm not playing the Blue Jays. If I'm playing one, it's the Angels.
Kendrys Morales, the only guy I have interest in. As far as the Angels go, Mike Trout is good at baseball. Latos sucks at baseball. Favorable matchup for Trout, Calhoun. Angels, I just – outside of those two guys, I really don't play any of those other guys.
I don't either, and I'm not playing. I'm really starting right now.
All right, we're moving on. Miami at San Diego, Adam Conley against Trevor Cahill. Any interest in Conley here?
Kind of. Not really. I don't know. I have to go look. I have to do a deep dive on Adam Conley. Like, I'm either going to love him or we're going to hate him, and there's going to be no in between.
All right. Well, if you guys want to know where he ends up.
I'm leaning towards liking him, but if I start doing, like, a deep dive, I could just see myself just being like, oh, my God, the Padres are the best stack on the board.
All right. Well, we're going to have to check the Sieges tournament tactics package to see if he's one of your top SPs or if San Diego's one of your top stacks. Trevor Cahill. I can't do it.
I would hope not.
All right. Yeah, it's kind of the same guys for Miami every day. It's Yelich, Stanton, Ozuna, and
D. Gordon, Prado.
Justin Bour for some power upside, I guess.
Yeah, Marcell Ozuna. Real Muto if you want to knock out your catcher slot. Although, I guess with AJ Ellis' BVP, he'll probably draw a start, but whatever.
BVP is strong today. It is strong.
It is strong. It's one of the strongest BVP slates we've had on the year. I got to admit, there's a lot of BVP here.
Yeah, and you can.
Don't let you laugh like, oh, you look at BVP. The managers will start guys like AJ Ellis because of BVP. Happens every day.
Because BVP is real.
It is real. It's a true story.
You know, I'm not disagreeing with you. I got Derek Carty yesterday on the podcast to say he loved BVP.
I went and heard it. He tried to deny it, but it was clearly there. It was clearly there.
I need to edit out just where he says he loves it, and you know.
Yeah, you should.
San Diego Bats, you know, you said you're going to dig into it more. So looking at Adam Conley's right-handed numbers, you know, he has a big strikeout rate, but he also gives up a lot of hard contact. So if you're going to target guys, it's Will Myers. He's off to a good start. It's Hunter Renfroe. Do not forget about Solarte. And Austin Hedges is starting to hit the baseball, so he might be a catcher you're looking at here as well.
Exactly. Those are the guys I was going to mention.
All right. See, look at that. Got through it, got all these games in, and we get to play some Home Run Derby, we get to play some play draft, and then we get to, you know, head to Bristol.
All right, well, let's do the play draft first.
All right. I think you sent me a head-to-head, right?
I did.
All right. Crushing today on play draft, by the way.
Yeah, so
I had all the McCullers. I saved my last pitching spot and all the McCullers with nobody plays Eric Thames on play draft, by the way.
And well, I won 2 out of 3 on Monday.
You did.
2 out of 3, yeah.
You had Freddie Freeman on 2 out of 3 too.
Yeah, well, you could have taken him twice, and you chose to pick a pitcher first, so.
Well, you have first pick today, so we'll have to see how this plays out in this 15-game slate.
Yeah, I'm going to take my number one pitcher on the board here. I'm going to take Verlander.
Well, that doesn't shock me. It's probably the right pick. I'm going to take Anthony Rizzo, who we didn't talk about a lot. Love this spot for him, and I'm going to take
Did we cover that game?
The Cubs game?
Yeah, I remember us talking about the Reds. Did we ever talk about the Cubs bats against Tim Adelman?
We said stack them. We didn't really like dive into them too much.
That's good commentary, so I guess we can leave it at that.
Yep, stack them. So this is really funny because it really comes down for me for Freddie Freeman or Mike Trout. I never thought that it would come down to that.
And Matt Lindos is bad.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going Freddie Freeman.
God, you're giving me Mike Trout? Okay, thank you.
I am.
Okay, and where is I'm going to take my boy in Coors, Charlie Blackman.
Get that Coors exposure.
Yeah, got to get that Coors exposure, my friend. Yeah. Eric Thames, of course, because you would never play a game without him.
Of course not. And then I'm going to go with my number two and Corey Kluber.
All right. Now, it leaves me a tough decision. I was really just hoping you would take Lester so I didn't have to deal with this. I think I'm going to take Pomeranz anyways. Yeah, I'm going to take Drew Pomeranz anyways.
I like it.
Oh, I pick again. I have to pick another hitter.
Yeah, you got another hitter you got to take off the board here.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot of options here. I could take your boy and just really get you upset. That's really tempting. I'm going to take your boy.
Oh, I love Corey Seager in the spot. I'm actually really shocked that you didn't take Matt Carpenter. This is like, or Miguel Cabrera.
Matt Carpenter is awful.
Let's see, man.
But let's be clear. Like, he's just like not hitting the ball well right now. Not that he's an awful player. Just he's been really, really timing's been off. Let's see. He took DeGrom. What a shocker! He's already warming up towards DeGrom.
No, I'm not.
First of all, he was just like, I'm not gonna target DeGrom. First chance he gets. Targeted the ground.
Oh, you took the top three pitchers. I had to take the fourth. I'm not taking Lester.
It gave you the option of Lester.
I'm not taking Lester. So, if you guys haven't checked out Play Draft, really fun to do these head-to-heads, three-mans, four-mans. They have scheduled 10-mans. A lot of stuff going on in Play Draft. Playdraft.com/grinders. So, make sure you guys check that out. How this slate sets up, it's really interesting for the head-to-head type format or even a three-man type format. So getting that salary cap out of there, I think a lot of people will draft cores. And I'm not saying that's a bad idea, but this could be a spot that you're getting guys, like Freeman and Trout and these other guys that are in excellent spots and hoping, cores maybe falls to what we're thinking. Let's play some home run derby. We do have cores on the slate, so no cores field. I'll let you bat lead off here.
Jed Lowry, go freaking! I'm not taking Jed Lowry today.
That's who I heard. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, right.
Jed Lowry. Watch Jed Lowry hit a home run now.
He already hit one tonight. He just hit one. That's what I'm tilting about. Oh my god. Give me Mookie.
I like it.
Very chalky, but we're gonna take some chalk.
All right. I'm going to go Rizzo.
Okay. I don't hate that.
And I'm going to go Thames.
No.
Hey, all he does is hit home runs, so.
Well, how could I give him to you in home run derby?
I know. I don't disagree. I'm going to This guy failed me yesterday, so I'm going back to the well here and saying Yasmani Tomas.
Okay, I'm going to take Travis Shaw.
All right.
And I'm going to take someone you're going to veto. Just to decide who that is first. Who do I really want to keep and who do I want to not let you veto? Who do I really want between these two? Oh, boy. Paul Goldschmidt.
God, see, so now I'm in a predicament. Like, I can veto this because it's obviously a good play, and then you might take the guy that I want.
Probable. I'm guessing. Knowing what you talked about earlier, I'm going to say it's probable.
I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to veto it and hope you don't
take it. Freeman.
Damn it.
I told you it was probable.
Oh, straight up. Oh, I knew that was going to come back and bite me.
I warned you. I was trying to be a good friend. But you had to be greedy.
I didn't want to give you Goldie against the lefty and Chase.
Well, now you gave me a lefty against a guy who can't get lefties out. So that's a great – and a hitter's ballpark. So that worked out great for you.
Yeah, it did. It did work out great for me. That's who I wanted. Let's see.
I know who you wanted. I warned you.
I know. I'm trying to figure out who I want to go with here.
Like, listeners, you can go back and play it. I warned Stevie. I was like, it's very probable I'm going to take your guy. And he's knowing I'm staring at the first baseman page as I'm saying that.
Oh, man. I'm going to go off the board a little bit here. And
this is gonna be great. Freeman's gonna hit for two, and Stevie's gonna be so tilted.
I was gonna go Ian Kinsler until you said that. I'm gonna go with my boy Corey Seager.
Oh, look at the hedge life! Trying to hedge life the play draft.
Yep, just because you said that, I was gonna go Kinsler. You said that. You said you were gonna make fun of my dude hitting. Freeman will probably hit a home run and piss me off.
Of course he is. And now Kinsler's gonna hit one. I got you. You're giving me the foundation of a team here.
I'm building the same foundation right now as we speak. Straight up happening. making sure I get all these guys in. any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Nope, that's all I got.
All right, if you guys haven't checked out Daily Marketplace, check that out. The Sieges Tournament Tactics Package for basketball and for baseball over there. NASCAR this weekend in Bristol, so you guys can check out the NASCAR package over there in the Daily Marketplace. We'll be at the race this weekend covering the race, so a lot of fun coverage here at Roto-Grinders. And, yes, I'm bringing a rain jacket because it's expected to rain all weekend. That's going to do it here for the Friday edition of the Morning Grind Podcast. We'll be back on Monday. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you then.
Whether you're entering 1 or 100 lineups into a contest, you need to be using our Roto-Grinders Lineup Builder and Optimizer. The Optimized setting creates the best possible lineup given your projections and player pool, both of which are customizable. The Build setting is intended for tournament players and will create up to 150 lineups in seconds, all based on your filters and exposure settings, and then export them for use on FanDuel or DraftKings. Spend less time building lineups and more time enjoying the game. Use Lineup Builder today.